We have mentioned that Dina has passed on. She's been a lady, 79 years of age, mother, grandmother, hostess, and so on. You name it, you could reel on. You know, she was a lady that was given to hospitality. Hospitality became a large part of her life in the house that Nick built. It's a tremendous house, it's a sturdy house, but she enjoyed many, many years. In fact, we first met them there 40 years ago, and they'd been living in that house long before that. It's still up there. But she lived in that house. She showed her, and as I thought in the house that Nick built, I thought in John 14 that we've read on, that the Lord has gone to prepare a place for her at the moment. He'd gone before her, and now she's enjoying that place. And many of you here today had been partakers of that hospitality, and many more over the years, who because of distance, and we think that I saw a couple of emails from Fiji the other night there, and other circumstances, are unable to be here at the moment. Zina was a beautiful young lady. I don't know how you got her, Nick. She's a beautiful young lady in the Royal Australian Navy, stationed in Townsville, Queensland during the Second World War, when she met and tamed and won the heart of that Tasmanian tiger. I didn't call him the other thing. That meeting changed the course of both their lives, as after a whirlwind courtship, 4 weeks, they were married. They met on the 18th of December, 1945, and were married on the 19th of January, 1946. Well, my figures, it should be a whole year, not 4 words, okay? After a whirlwind courtship of 4 weeks, they were married, and in the words of Nick himself, excuse me, it was a blooming miracle. It was the offspring of the marriage we have already referred to. So for the sake of time and respect for others who may be giving more details of the memorial service, we will be briefly read the scriptures and refer to them at this moment. I read 3 scriptures in your reference, in your hearing. The first one was the words of the Lord Jesus himself, who said he had longed to prepare a place. That place he is preparing to each and every one that is trusting him. There was a day in the life of Gina Nicol where she came to know that in herself she couldn't earn salvation, that she accepted Jesus Christ who died for her to bore the penalty of her sins. She accepted him as Lord and Savior. She became a new creation in Christ Jesus. From that time forth, she sought to witness for him. But as the Lord had gone forth, and it's to that type of people that he addresses, that he's going to prepare a place for them. He's gone before her. He went by the way of the cross. And he's preparing that place, and she's enjoying that place at this moment. I refer to another scripture that Paul wrote regarding a tent. You know, the other night there, just about a week ago, maybe a little bit longer, we were down and I saw Zina for the last time. Zina was not the beautiful woman that we see in her picture, or you will see later on in her picture. She was a better woman inside. She was more beautiful inside. But the old frame, or the frame that you see in the picture, had become old. The tent pegs that held that up, or the tent poles that held up that tabernacle, were decaying. They were withering. She was becoming bald. And when you put your arm round her, you felt through the tent covering. You felt the tent poles. And you knew that, physically speaking, she was ready to part from this life. But in speaking to her, there was an anticipation with her. She knew that there was a place prepared for her. Not only was a place prepared for her, but she was going into the very person of the person that died for her on the cross of Calvary, the Lord Jesus himself. That is the assurance that Scripture gives us to every believer in the Lord Jesus. And I think it should be a comfort to each of us, in particular to the family at this time. You know, we don't know what we've been through. Some of us haven't traveled that road before. But we can try to sympathize with you, pass on our condolences, but we can only point to you, to the God of all comfort and consolation, to lay on him, for he cares for you, your fears. Now, I read another scripture. That other scripture you find in the book of Romans chapter 14. And it says simply this, that for that reason, Christ died, he rose again, and he lives, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. So what has actually happened, as we see in this casket here, the remains of one, you know, in speaking to Nick, he said to me, she breathed and she went peacefully. But they knew that the remains were there, that was no longer Zina. She was gone. The house was empty. The tabernacle was empty. But she was gone. It's only temporary for the believers in the Lord Jesus. But you know, for that reason, Christ died, rose again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. So for Zina, it was only a transition. She's under the same mort. She's under greater security than you and I are. She's in a better place than you and I can ever dream of. I have no complaints about Nick's house. It's both stronger than mine, I'm sure. But it's nothing to where she is now. Absolutely nothing. The things that are seen, even with all the hardwood, are only temporary. The things that are unseen are eternal. She's at home. To be absent from the body is to be at home with the Lord. With these words, I'll leave you. We just commend ourselves in prayer. We thank you for it. We trust that you agree to everything that's been said in the Word of God. And if not, if we can search you, help you to search it out, I'm sure any of the family and any of us will indeed be glad to point you to the man of Calvary. And we're just going to commend ourselves in prayer again, and we're going to pray a hymn while the coffin descends into the grave. Let's commit ourselves to the Lord again. Father, we do thank you for the comfort that you give in the time of sorrow. We reckon and believe that no one else can give the comfort that you give. That even though we are sorrowing, even though we are missing Zina, and you know that the family are missing her already, we know that you comfort. And the comfort you give, the world can't give. And we thank you that the world can't take it away. We do thank you this afternoon, our Father, that our sister Zina is safe in the arms of the Lord Jesus. We thank you that she accepted him. And we thank you not only did she accept him, we thank you that she lived for and witnessed for him every day of her life. We give you thanks for her life. We thank you for the privilege that has been ours to be involved a little in that life, and we just pray again. As we stand here before you, we thank you, we do it because we know that in a land away from here, there is an empty grave. An empty grave that tells us that the Lord Jesus is in heaven, he's ascended, he's triumphed over death, hell, and the grave. And one day he's coming back. Until that day, we leave ourselves in your hand. And give you thanks for Zina Zick Nichol. And give you thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.